Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Steve Bruce, and he has been speaking about the pay-per-view charge for certain Premier League games. Deemed it unacceptable. Decision has not gone down well, with all games following the Premier League restart in June previously shown on the normal subscription services. Some fans have been opting out to donate money to charity instead. Newcastle owner Mike Ashley even publicly criticised with the price, even though the club reportedly voted for it. Said £4.95 would be more reasonable. My Pies boss Bruce echoed the statement when speaking to TalkSport. Said, "I think it's unacceptable. I think we pay enough for Sky. A lot of people find it a struggle, especially in the North East, to have Sky and BT. It's enough. Asking people to pay 15 quid, in my opinion, is far too much. But there are five that would change people's opinions. I believe it would." Into other news, and Steve Bruce has insisted that without the fans, it is a struggle in the Premier League. He believes the continued absence of fans from stadiums is not the best thing for the club going forward, of course, both financially, and says that as a spectacle as a whole, for the atmosphere, for the players, it really is a struggle, and the players are doing very well. So somebody said to me, "Your dream job, it can only happen to you. The reason you come to manage Newcastle is to be in front of 50,000 fans every week. You might get a bit of stick on the way, but it's so different. It's very, very difficult. It's better than nothing, but without the supporters, for me, the spectacle is not enough." Newcastle have, of course, been busy in the summer. They've handed trials going forward to some of their brighter young players. Ex-Manchester United midfielder Dean McGee and Stoke 23 defender Scott Warrett have been given the chance. Team sheets suggested the duo had appeared for Chris Hogg's side in a 3-2 defeat at Reading in the PL2. Rodrigo Vigca scored his first goal for Newcastle's 23s as they lost to 10-man Reading. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.